This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Hi, this is a feature interview and I'm Nikki Rees. On November the 18th, a group of Christchurch people representing Latvia, a small Baltic country with a population of 1.95 million, will celebrate a century since the country first became an independent state. Festivities will be held in Latvia and around the world, and including Christchurch. And joining me now to talk about this celebration on Saturday the 17th of November is Diana Plesovs from the Latvian Society. Welcome.
Hi, sveiki.
So that says, you've just said hi.
I have.
Lovely. Yeah. Sveiki.
Sveiki, that's perfect. Perfect.
A warm welcome to you, Diana.
Thank you.
This is something that's very close to your heart, obviously, because you're full of enthusiasm for the Latvian culture with you know, good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe Latvia for me? If I were to go there, what would I see? Where is it and what sort of country is it?
Well, Latvia is a very small country, really only the quarter of the size of New Zealand, and then really with half the population. But it's regarded as Eastern Europe or Northeastern Europe, so it's north of Poland, south of Finland, and then opposite the hook of Scandinavia. And it's called one of the Baltic states, so you have Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, who've had a similar checkered history. The landscape is certainly different to New Zealand. It's very flat, it's been glaciated, has many rivers, swamps, but what is remarkable, and when I revisit it like I did this year, it's very forested. A big percentage of the landscape is forested, and its heritage is in its trees, whereas contrasting New Zealand with mountains and plains and different species of trees and rivers and lakes. So it's quite different to New Zealand.
And that was determined by the Latvian government to keep those forested areas for posterity?
It is. You need a permit to take them out. There is a value in timber, and the native timbers are birches, oaks, and it is very highly regarded as a landscape feature and for sustainable management of the land.
And tell me, your interest in Latvia, you have descendants who your mum and dad actually came to New Zealand from Latvia, correct?
They are, yes. My parents came out after the Second World War from Germany refugee camps, and they had left family behind. My mother in particular had a number of, she didn't come from a large family, but her parents did. So consequently, now I have a lot of second cousins, and then they've had children and grandchildren. So I have a very large family now, and though we're distant, we don't regard it that way. We're all family, and even people I've met who now live in my grandfather's house, we just regard each other as family, and we keep in touch, which is fantastic.
Mm. So your parents came out to New Zealand. What was their journey like?
Oh, it was pretty horrific, I think, from other people's accounts, and everyone's journey was different. They left Latvia in 1944. They married in a hurry as the Russians were advancing from the east. And they went to Germany, to Berlin, as my father was a German speaker. And they worked in Berlin for a while. Dad worked for a German company called Siemens, and my mother worked for a computer company. However, as the Russians advanced, they left, and then Berlin was in fact occupied by Russians in part. So the computer company my mother worked for went to Munich, but as she was a married woman, they didn't send her there. So mum and dad packed up their bags and on their bicycles and fled west. And I have my dad's diary from that period, and it's, yeah, we wouldn't know what they've gone through. It's quite shocking, really.
Mm. And how did they end up in New Zealand?
Well, when they kept going west then and the war finished, they ended up in, I think, an English zone. There were other occupied zones like Americans, but they set up refugee camps, and there were lots and lots of refugee camps. And war-torn Europe, they didn't want to stay there. They saw there's no hope of getting back to Latvia because it's then behind the Iron Curtain. They couldn't get to America because Mum had TB. However, there were already some Latvians in New Zealand by the late 40s, and the National Council of Churches sent this Latvian minister back to Europe to encourage them to come to New Zealand. The New Zealand government was willing to take refugees, and so my parents just took off. They did not want to stay in Europe. It had been bombed, horrific circumstances. So they came to the back of beyond, and I was always so surprised. But now people willingly come here. But I think it was a wise choice. I'm happy to have grown up here.
Mm. But a tough choice nonetheless.
Oh, well, yes, you're in a strange society, no language, no money, middle-aged. It was difficult.
Mm. So you growing up, did you feel connected into your history, your family history?
Oh, very much so. There were quite a few Latvian families in Christchurch, and they set up a society, and we spoke Latvian at home. And within the society, we had folk dancing and church services and choir and theatre. So it was a microcosm of Latvian community. And I didn't know anything else because my family and friends are all Latvian. And I have continued that feeling throughout. I've always maintained my connectedness with Latvian and the Latvian language and friends.
Why do you think it's important to do that?
I feel it's a feeling I have that I'm bicultural and I do have a standing in both communities and I can fit in, though I'm different when I go to Latvia. I'm obviously a foreigner coming back, but I'm accepted. I speak the language, I know the food, I know what's happening there. And when I'm in Kiwi land, I'm a New Zealander too. So I kind of feel I get the best of both worlds.
If I were to go to Latvia as a newbie, as a novice, what dish would you suggest I would definitely have to try?
They love their fish, and you can get that all pan-fried or salted herrings or roll mops, which is a herring rolled up with gherkin. Potato salad is always nice, and it's mixed with onion and Mum makes it with sour cream, egg, and then that's mixed with like mayonnaise and cream and dill. Dill is the national herb, which is everywhere. And one other thing, the little bacon rolls called pīrāgi.
Yum.
They're made out of dough in the size of a small part of your hand, and they're filled with bacon and they're just yummy.
Fantastic. Sounds delicious. So, Diana, the centenary. How is it that you're involved in it? I mean, you're obviously, as you say, you're known in the community. So you've been on the organising committee for this?
Yes. Yeah. When the original settlers came out, they ran the society, and they've all now, unfortunately, mostly passed away. And then I was part of the new wave. We continued on with the committee, and I've been on for about 10 years. And we maintain our traditions. And every year we celebrate Independence Day from 1918, which was the first declaration of independence for Latvia. So every year we celebrate that. And Latvia 100 is a big event organised by the Latvian government and encouraging people throughout the world to participate. So the diaspora, those who are Latvians throughout the world, and there are thousands and thousands, are each doing something, whether it's a cultural program, just something on the day. But our committee has been very committed with its diversity of members, younger and old ones, and new arrivals. So we've had a lead up to that with storytelling evening, a movie evening, multicultural potluck dinner. We have our usual restoration of second independence and a joint, what we call it, a names day. Everyone in Latvian culture has a day for that to celebrate their name rather than a birthday. So just we all come together, just really an excuse to have exchange gifts and have a party. So this culmination this year has been quite exciting to get not only activities that interest other people, but it's bringing out who we are and why we're here. And the 18th of November is just that national day. Like, we've had the Polish anniversary just recently, 100 years. And then, like, Armistice Day, which was yesterday, you know, the 100 years is a milestone. And I think people like to remember and celebrate those milestones. So on Saturday night, we have our celebration with our minister, who a Latvian minister who comes from over from Australia. And then we have an official bit where the Latvian president actually does a presentation. It's pre-recorded. We play that. Anyone who wants to make a speech. And then we always follow with a social evening.
And dancing and food.
Oh, yes, food, particularly, and drinking and singing and a bit of dancing, whatever takes your fancy. So that's the Saturday, and the Sunday is the actual day of celebration. And that will be, we'll have an informal picnic up at Victoria Park. So follow the flags, red, white, red.
Lovely. So anybody can come along?
Yes, certainly they can. We'd love the more the merrier.
And how would people get in touch with you to you know, or can they find out this information written down somewhere?
Well, we've got very good information now. We've gone technologically advanced. We have a Latvian Facebook page called Latvians in Christchurch, and that has our events on it. So there's, it's already up there, Victoria Park. It's got the location, the gazebos, the colours of the Latvian flag.
Which are?
The maroon, white and maroon. So rather than red, white, red, it's a deeper red. And so we will have flags everywhere. And as in Latvia, there are flags everywhere. We're very patriotic.
Indeed you are. Wow. Sounds fantastic. And so the picnic, it's just bring your own picnic and
yes,
then just join in.
Yes, and just see what happens. I think it's just an excuse to be together and perhaps have some singing, some eating and good time together.
I saw a lovely photograph of you dressed up in your Latvian costume, and it's, you're sitting outside the art gallery where there's a very special plaque. Tell us about that.
Yes, this plaque has got both the Latvian flag and the New Zealand flag on it, as we were welcomed as refugees to New Zealand. And this plaque is on a wall outside the current day art gallery where once stood the Lutheran Church. And for our 60th anniversary since the arrival of the first Latvians in New Zealand, in fact, we commemorate it with a small plaque and acknowledgement. So we're very grateful to the City Council to assist us to do this. And that was 10 years ago now. So we all dress up in our finery. We have different costumes in Latvia, not just the one. And so where we can, we dress up in our Latvian colours, if you like, to celebrate.
And folklore and storytelling, as you say, are so important in the culture, aren't they? That's a big deal. And those stories presumably are passed on from generation to generation.
Oh, yes. And there are books and storybooks. It has originally a pagan history, but those stories and how things happened and the artwork, it's all intertwined in the culture. Though it's a Christian country, there are all sorts of reasons why things are there. You'll see on this costume there are a lot of little cross stitches, and the little markings all are symbolic. They all have a meaning where they celebrate, mean one thing or another. So they're not just random. The patterns all mean whether it's love or happiness or togetherness or things like the sun or the moon, like this ring I'm wearing, it's amber surrounded by silver. It's a sun ring, and the sun is a very dominant symbol in Latvian culture, as well as the amber.
Well, look, it sounds like you're going to have a fantastic celebration, and I'd like to thank you very much for coming in to talk to us. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap up?
If you're interested, we'd love to have people who have an interest in Latvian culture, or those who are Latvian somewhere and want to come along. We all speak English, so it makes it really easy to fit in. That's our common language, and the more the merrier. And do contact us on Latvians in Christchurch or our Facebook page. The Latvian House in Christchurch has the events, and Latvians in Christchurch is our chat page. So you're more than welcome to join us.
And Diana, how would we say goodbye in Latvian?
Oh, that's easy. Uzredzit, or very simply, ciao.